Hey, look, can somebody tell me what they do at the Met Gala? I really don't know. Am I ignorant?
No clue, bro. All I know is I see a lot of weird shit.
To my skirts and
yeah, this bitch Katy Perry. Yeah, she had two outfits. The first outfit was a motherfucking double whopper. Like, look at that double. I didn't even see no pickles. Double whopper, no pickles. Hold on. The second outfit was a goddamn chandelier. Like, this bitch is out here tripping.
What is that about?
The Met Gala?
Yes. Somebody Google it.
I forgot what a gala was until like early today. I Googled it and then
somebody said Cardi looked like a used tampon.
Like a whole blood vessel.
What was crazy was I seen somebody say that goddamn Kim K had a condom on because her shit was made out of latex.
Mm-hmm.
Her dress was made out of latex, bro. Latex.
I put on.
You put her on?
Yeah, I put her on.
I'm allergic.
Oh, you?
Oh, you out here using the goat skin?
Nathaniel.
I risk that. Like, I risk that allergy reaction.
Remember when Black said if it can be cured, he don't give a fuck? This nigga said, as long as they got pills for it. If he can get that shot, he good.
Or cream.
MJ, what was it? 6 weeks?
Nah, Justin said it's 7. It's 7 days.
Nah, that's 2 weeks.
Dude,
y'all
shot,
niggas are fucking crazy.
That shot in the ass hurt. That's the
penicillin,
boy.
Hey, look, welcome to another motherfucking episode of goddamn Always 5 O'Clock. This is your boy, Chizzy Chad, the star of the show.
The star of.
The star of.
This your boy, Black.
Look, I'm just so sick of having to say this.
I'm sick of you saying it. Don't say
like,
it.
Like, I ain't talking about the daddy part. The fact that I am the star of the show. Like, Chad, you are the biggest person on the show, but you are not the star. Okay?
Next. Introduce yourself, my boy.
M. Jizzle. I'm back.
Okay, he got a nickname now.
I seen you on the gram, boy, looking, trying to look spiffy, boy. Yeah.
No.
Nigga, Brad like Kodak.
Brad is hip out. I said, okay.
Bro, we should be honored. Like, this nigga was just in the goddamn Bahamas last night.
Right.
Thigh high shorts. Yeah. Thigh tattoo poking out.
Yeah. Ooh, dang. And he had the rainbow sandals on. Toes out.
Toes out.
Yeah.
Bro, you say he had a thigh. That's
bro, I had the thigh tattoo showing. The hot thigh tattoo.
Man, it was a simple one.
This nigga MJ was out here looking like a bad bitch.
A bag of money.
A bad bitch. Nah. Look, he said, y'all just want me on here. How you
doing? So, hold on. Funny story. Hold on, MJ. I called this nigga MJ.
I said, y'all just want me on the roast.
This nigga said, y'all just want to roast me on the iPad.
What was your response?
No, you think we would
do that? Yes and no.
You think we would do that?
Yeah.
That's exactly what you got.
Yeah, exactly.
Nah, bro, but honestly, though, welcome back to the show. As a nigga that ain't never been outside of the States unless, you know, on some military type shit, how was your experience?
It was the best trip I ever took, man. If you ain't been on a cruise, go. It's inexpensive. It don't cost nothing.
You went over there and backslided. Like, nigga talking like he had some ass.
I ain't do nothing.
Hey, look, I don't know if I asked this. Can you jack off during your little hiatus?
I don't.
Wow. Really?
I don't.
Bro,
I would be so frustrated.
I've had twice since it started. Like, what you mean?
No,
I don't.
You wild, bro. Teach me your ways, bro, because I'm trying to
help. You know you're not trying.
I just feel like something wrong with me.
This nigga get a cut, he'll bleed nut. That nigga will bleed semen.
Right. Like, bro, I just feel like, because like sometimes I jack off come and it just nothing come out. And I'm like, that's right. Oh, you hear it.
My
heart.
Don't ever wear that little Popeye's hat again. Like, this nigga was out here.
I was the captain.
Looking like Captain Morgan.
Fuck. Yeah, that was stupid.
Yeah, but look, welcome to another edition of always 5 o'clock, episode 7. We gonna find a goddamn topic for this shit later.
Hold on, where's the 5 o'clock at?
What time?
It's in
Hawaii.
It's 10 o'clock. It's 10 o'clock. So
it's like Hawaii, Alaska. One of them.
I was behind. Yeah, it's something like that shit. Ain't nobody got time.
So this week we gonna go with what we gonna go with this week. Let's go with North Dakota.
Hey, look.
Tuscaloosa.
Hey, look, y'all ever, like, maybe it's just me and my ADD. Like, I Google, is there niggas in South Dakota today? Like, it was just, like, I just like, there's no black people in any of the Dakotas. Like, I was watching TV and I saw it was like a gangland episode and it was a gang out of South Dakota. And I was like, huh? And I Googled, is there black people in South Dakota?
Yo, it this nigga 6%. Justin said the funniest shit today.
What I...
So, nigga said... Nigga said, you know when you feel like somebody about to die? I was so confused. Nigga was like, that feeling when somebody's about to pass away. I'm like, bro, what the fuck are you talking about? And nigga was like, I just feel like Paul Pierce about to die.
Why Paul Pierce?
That's what I said.
I don't know, bro. I didn't want him on TV, bro. Like, oh, I really want him on TV.
He wasn't even on the screen.
Like I would have understood Tracy McGrady because of that eye. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
my God.
I need Tracy around. I don't need Paul.
But I'm saying, I'm just saying, like, I could have understood Tracy because if the eye did, someone else going next. I'm just saying.
Y'all are ignorant. I don't think anybody needs to die.
No, nobody needs to die. But if somebody
I think
go...
Paul Pierce needs to die.
You don't believe that.
Oh,
you
gang. Don't. Like, yeah. That motherfucker said the series was over, and now they down 3-1. Like, he is the worst commentator on TV other than Chris Webber. I said it here first. I don't care nobody said.
You think he worse than Jason Witten was in football?
Next question. Jason Witten was so bad, he went back to playing, bro.
Yeah,
like,
that's
trash.
That's sad.
Bro. Like,
nah, but let's go ahead and get into the first topic today. We're gonna beat up this one topic, relationships. And the one thing that I got on my mind, which a lot of my folks, you know.
I feel like goddamn mixed that way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, go ahead. Flick it up.
No, I mixed that way.
Yeah, my fault, Black.
Nah, you good. That just means we got some fire coming. Do that shit one more time for me. Yeah, there you go. Hey, look.
That flame about dead.
So, look, we're going to go around the table, and I just want to hear my fellas' thoughts on this whole Aisha Carey situation. I'm going to start with Justin first, because I know he's going to give us the most ignorant point of view.
Actually, I feel her pain.
Oh, my God.
Nah, I'm playing. Like, I don't know what this hoe want from her. Like, she said she don't get no... Like, bro, she don't know what we say. Like, we all say, man, we'll fuck this nigga bitch. You feel me? Like, mm-hmm. What you mean? We just know better than go up to you, because what can I offer you?
Facts.
Bro, I got $40 in my account right now. What the fuck can I offer you? Like,
I can't even buy your book, your cookbook.
Nah.
Yeah, like, yeah.
So essentially, she was saying, like, she just ain't got no hoes.
Basically.
That's really,
yeah, basically.
She don't feel like she got hoes.
I think what she's saying is she feels, so pretty much she's jealous. Like, to me, what I got out of her, she's jealous that Steph get attention from hoes and she don't get no attention from niggas. But like I said, like, what can we offer you except for little dick? And like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and frustration.
And them hoes, exactly. And them hoes can offer him pussy, a little neck here and there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so, I mean, bitch, like, it's no need for us to approach you.
To me, honestly, that whole situation tells me two things. One, some women you can just never satisfy.
Uh-huh.
Two, money doesn't fix shit in your relationship. Just because you got money, that don't mean make shit sweet in your relationship. Thanks. So that's what I get from that whole situation. What about how you feel on that, Chizzy?
Steph better check them DNAs. Might not be his.
No, them little babies his. Yeah, them little albino green eyed babies. They his baby.
Albino green.
I mean,
first off, I want to start by saying Aisha Carey is a beautiful young lady.
She alright.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Her face, she like Miss Potato Head. Like, if you skin Miss Potato Head, that's what she look
that's
like.
That's a cute ass potato.
I mean, yeah, I hit
that. She do kind of favor Tiny, though.
That's a...
Look. Good night, everybody.
Out of respect for Aisha Curry, I might fight this nigga. Why am I on? Like, for real.
But, yeah, like Justin said, like, the fuck you want from me?
Yeah.
I think she just wanted to look at her, like, cat call.
All you gonna get it from me is some, like, little bit of heavy breathing here and there. And, like, I'm gonna call you a bitch, probably, and something like that.
I want you to say that again in Tyrese's voice.
What more do you want from me? What more do you want from me?
First of all, she need to go sit her ass the fuck down somewhere. If we being real, without Steph, would you know who the fuck Aisha was?
No clue.
No fucking clue. Go sit your ass down. Go cook something.
The 60s again.
Don't she got a whole cookbook and shit? Like, little cooking show? Yeah, go.
Ain't nobody about it. Go do your thing. That's why she really upset, because ain't nobody about it.
What she need to understand is, look, your nigga ain't cheating. You know,
this is where
we about to find out. Like,
he out here,
she's been letting him ride.
Yeah, he deserves it.
And honestly,
he has flexibility, honestly, though,
if that is the case, it makes a lot of sense because his game been off lately. Mm-hmm. Remember what happened to Tiger when he got caught cheating? Mm-hmm.
He got beat by his bitch. It was fucked up.
I never had a white bitch beat me,
bro. I remember. Was I in high school when that happened?
No, we were in college.
I was in high school when that happened, bro.
Bro, this was
Justin. Right. Jesus Christ. you are bugging, bro.
Now, but either way, I remember like the timeline. I remember, oh my God, Tiger was in a car accident. Oh my God, Tiger's wife had to beat out the back window to get him out because it was such a bad accident. Oh, come to find out, Tiger was cheating. His wife beat him.
Hey, my nigga Tiger back though. Trump gave my dog the Medal of Honor, Medal of Freedom.
Oh. And I bet he
what
gave him.
What the fuck is that?
I have no idea.
That nigga ain't saved a goddamn soul.
He played golf.
I mean, he got a Medal of Freedom and a Big Mac, bitch.
Not even no Chick-fil-A. Yeah, no, like a Big Mac. Mac.
Good old American meal.
That shit crazy. But did you see Trump's face the whole time while he was being honored? Like, Trump is a silly looking motherfucker, to be honest. Like, that motherfucker just has no fucking bearing at all. Like,
Trump 2020.
Get the fuck on.
Make America great.
80%, I think he's going to win again.
You saying 80?
I think he's gonna win.
Biden stands a chance.
Only concern I have is the fact that you got 25 motherfuckers trying to run for presidency on the Democrat side. Exactly. Like, that shit is going.
That's what happened last time. Like,
there's a bitch that said all student loans will be forgiven.
I guess
you're Republican. If the bitch green or whatever the shit, like, whatever that party is, I'm out.
Tea party. Yeah.
She voted.
You can get Sally Mae off my ass. You got my vote.
Navian,
whoever the fuck they want to be now. Yeah.
Trump, how
y'all paid him?
Hell no, I ain't paid him. That's why I'm still in the party, and that shit
fell off my credit.
Yeah.
Shit, fuck him.
No, but back to Aisha Curry. I know we got to carry the way. That shit crazy. I fuck all the time.
Curry?
Yeah, Curry.
Yeah, Curry.
That Pac shit. Yeah.
Shout out to Tidewater Park.
Oh, it's that loop.
That's that loop belly.
Nah, but real shit, bro. So, I mean, I don't get it, bro. She has everything that she could possibly want. I'm sure Steph shows her attention and love, bro. I just can't imagine him not doing that shit. But the fact that she feels like she needs attention and maybe validation from outsiders, like, that shit bothers me, bro, because it really makes me feel like you really can't please a woman. No matter what you do or what you try to do, like, you cannot please them.
So what's wrong with her life? She got that little annoying ass little baby.
but the thing is, they got nannies to probably spend time with the kids.
The bitch don't work, Derek.
Any female that got time to write a fucking cookbook.
She ain't write that book. Amistad wrote that damn book or whatever that little boy named.
Whoever
is.
The chef is. That shit's mind-boggling, bro. But
I don't like, bro, we like me and you even had a conversation before we got here. Yeah. But like I said before, if he worth $200 million, leave him the fuck alone.
I don't care if she cheap fuck up. $30 million. $200 million, you better goddamn it go play bingo, a taboo with your friends or something like. Hey,
look, if your bitch make $200 million, she allowed to cheat.
Bro, she can do whatever the fuck she wants to do.
I beat my bitch on gang. You hear me?
That's fine.
Nah, I probably shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Like, come on, now. My bitch make $200 million.
What you gonna do?
As long as I got access to them accounts, she can do whatever the fuck she wants to do.
Shit, 100 grand, baby. I shut the fuck up.
I
shit the fuck up. You hear me? Like, I had your babies.
Bro. Nah, but like, oh, he trying to get fucked.
I'm gonna say some shit.
Nah, but look, on the flip side to that, you know, because we got our opinions and expressions out. I feel like on that. So, what do y'all think? What do not just men in general, but what do you look for in a relationship, or what is it that you want out of a relationship? I'm gonna start with MJ first, because he's probably the most wholesome out of
He's also the most single out of all.
Yeah, that's very true.
I feel like you're single because you know what you want.
You might be a little pussy. But yeah,
I think it's for other reasons, but I'm not gonna get into that.
I mean, he's ugly, but
time out. You laughed a little.
Derek?
Ooh, we're on the same pace, yeah.
No.
Nah, yeah.
You might be
single. No, y'all are. It's like Jude and y'all.
Shout out to Jude. Bowser.
Yeah. Y'all stop. Look, but seriously though, I've known you for a long time. I feel like you just don't. Well, yeah, you was a hoe too, but you also like don't settle. Yeah,
so
you was a hoe, bro.
I wasn't a hoe.
Yeah, I just always had like this picture of you, bro. Like no bullshit, no funny.
You about
shit,
to
bro.
Say something funny?
No, I'm not. I just thought you was always like that brother that couldn't be persuaded. You knew your path.
Oh yeah,
you
yeah,
settled
yeah, yeah.
Your ways, right. Like. So for me to find out you had your hoish ways, you know what I mean? That's something new to me.
Justin made it up. Yeah, man, you look. Okay. You want somebody supportive, number one, no matter what y'all do, what you do.
Okay.
Do y'all women friends, y'all girlfriends, whatever they are, they listen to the podcast? Number one.
Barely, yeah.
Already. And y'all about to be millionaires. Okay. Supportive. No doubt. honest. Not attention seeking. Aisha Curry.
Mm-hmm.
You True. Fell off. We used to like you. Now we don't.
Like, yeah, like we supported her.
Yeah, we supported. Now we don't like you.
It's that second baby, man.
Nah, they were number three, bro.
Huh? Well, they got a little boy.
Yeah.
Damn.
They on three.
That's why we don't hear from that little annoying ass baby no more. But anyway, continue, Mary. I'm sorry.
That's about it, man. Honest, loyal, supportive, and then everything else you can work past that.
So your top three is honest, loyal, and supportive. Is it that order or no particular order?
No particular order.
Okay. What about you, Chizzy? Top three.
Thick. Hold on.
Gotta be too something to do something.
Yeah.
What he said. It was his face when he said it. He said it so matter of factly.
No, but in all seriousness, three things that I look for in my relationship is one, your patience level. Her patience level Boom. Has to be extremely high.
Mm-hmm.
If her patience level isn't high, I can go ahead and tell you it is not going to work. Because I'm not hard to deal with, but I'm not easy to deal with either.
You're right? Setting your ways, sort of.
Right. You know what I mean? So patience level.
Is that number one or just not?
I mean,
order?
I'm just naming them. Okay. I mean, it's no, no particular you. Order.
Okay.
Right. So patience level is definitely one of them. personality. For me, personality is another big one for the simple fact that your personalities have to mesh mm-hmm. in order for it to work. Like, it can't be like oil and water. You know what yeah. I mean? That, what they call that shit? Immiscible? Like, you can't have admissibleness in your relationship, because then it's just gonna feel like y'all are always clashing.
What's the word you said again?
Admissible.
Okay. So you know what that means?
Look that up.
It means
unable to be mixed, or you know, to come together.
Okay. Oh, hey, right. Mix. Okay, I got you. Nah, I got you. I'm sorry. I'm with you, bro. I'm with you.
Why are you sweating?
This tequila, bro. First time I drank tequila in like years, and now I'm in here. Shit.
And the third thing is, you got to know how to be loved.
Talk about it.
You got to know how to be loved. Like, if you don't know how to be loved, you'll never be able to receive.
Well, you preaching.
No, hold on.
No, hold on.
I said, if you don't know how to be loved. If you don't know.
Nah, preachers, they be like, hold on. Like, nobody said that. Nobody.
Listen, hold on. Touch your neighbor.
Hey, y'all ever seen Booty Call? I'm a wax that ass. I'm going to wax that ass.
No, but watch how you're talking to me.
In all seriousness, I mean, you have to know how to be loved in order for a relationship to work, because ultimately, you know, with all stars being aligned, love is going to come into picture,
right,
which is going to expound into greater things. Family, kids, you know, marriage.
I'm going to let you finish, but to piggyback off of that, a lot of women have never truly been loved, so they don't know how to receive it when they get it. And that's real. Huh. But what was your third one? That was your second one. What was your
third one?
So what's on your
Just can't count. Damn. I'm gonna fuck you with the word, all right? Reciprocity.
This nigga here.
Reciprocity. what I put in, I wanted giving back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's always been my fear. Like we said earlier, I've only been in like two real relationships since you met me.
Right.
And I have a fear of putting everything in and not getting it back.
Right.
Twofold. So that's one.
Okay.
I don't care what nobody says. Sex is very important. Like, I know we shouldn't talk about sex, but I mean, not even like the fact that, like, how often, we just have to have sexual chemistry.
That's right.
Like, you know what I mean? It's not even, like I said, you don't, like, I don't know. Like I said, you don't have to fuck me every day, even though I prefer.
Right.
But. But I'm just saying, like, the chemistry has to be there. And also, just wanting to be around. You know, I've been in a relationship where I ain't want to be around. I always just be honest. Like, I was always that nigga that, like, I wanted to do my own thing. But, like, I'm also the type of nigga, when I find that person I want, I don't need to be around you all the time, but I at least want you, I want you to want me around, and vice versa.
And that probably kind of explains why some of, not, you know, not picking on you or anything like that, but probably explains why some of the past relationships you've been in haven't worked, because you probably didn't want to be around them.
That nigga cheated.
don't try to ask him no bullshit. That infidelity caused the end of his relationships.
Only one.
Only one?
Okay.
And that was a long time ago.
Obviously, don't name it.
Nah, I don't mind naming this. I was with a girl for 9 years.
Okay.
And I cheated. Well, what I would do is I would leave the bitch and then go cheat on. Like, not cheat on her, but I would just go fuck something else. But then she did it.
It's cheating, bro.
It is
cheating. I just go fucking another
bitch. Technically, I was single, go fuck somebody else and come back and be in a relationship. But it was one of those things where I'm going to be real. I didn't love her like she should have been loved. Just be honest with you. And I've only loved one woman truly that was supposed to be loved the way she should have.
So the way you worded that, it sounded like you used to create arguments on purpose to break up so you could fuck another bitch and then get back with her.
Yeah. Boy. Damn, bitch, you put it on 32 on the microwave?
Bro, you a genius.
Huh?
You a genius.
Yeah, I am a genius. Like, I know how to do this relationship shit. I just don't do it often. I'm doing it now.
You shouldn't do it often. You should only do it when it counts.
Right, and that's why I'm doing it now.
Amen.
Like I said yesterday on Facebook, I said, don't tell me to pull up. Tell me you want to see me. Sound way better that way.
I think I hearted that shit too. No homo.
Yeah, like, cause
that's some real shit.
Like, as men, let's be real. Like,
hearted.
Yeah, hearted. But as men, let's be real. Like, we're probably the least loved out of all of us. They always want us to love on them. They don't ever want to love on us back. So a lot of times we get shorter when it comes to being feel like we are wanted.
Yeah. And I think a lot of women see our masculinity at times and feel like we don't want that. You know what I mean?
It is so hard for men to be vulnerable.
It is.
Why did he start singing?
Bro, why are you laughing?
But the way you came in on it, that's true.
It's so hard for men to be emotional. Like, it's so hard for a man to drop the macho man, alpha male act. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because then you become, you know,
a bitch.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes I do feel like a bitch when I tell my bitch, like, bitch, I want to see you. Stop playing. Yeah. Like,
I wanted to tell you you was acting like one last week, but I was like, he's in a vulnerable state.
But
like
you know what the crazy thing is, though? You might see that way, but can't nobody beat my ass, though.
This nigga black text me. I'm at work.
I got 17 shots.
All right.
This nigga black text me last week. Yo, check on Justin. So I panicked, low key. Like, I don't know who died. I don't know what's going on. You know what I mean? And then Black texts me back. Yeah, him and his lady got into it. I called the nigga. I said, yo, did you beat him?
The fact that was the first resort that you went to, or the first thing that you
said.
You
said check on him. I didn't think you said check on him over an argument.
But nah, like, honestly, one of the biggest, and I'm not going to get too deep into this, I'm not going to put my business on here, but one of the biggest problems with relationships, period, is miscommunication.
Facts.
And I've even told my lady this, like, one of the things I've always had a problem with was communication, so I'm trying to be better at it. And sometimes I get to a point where I communicate way too much. That makes sense?
No, I don't think that's that ever. Sense.
You get what I'm saying, though?
Less is more.
Right. Elaborate.
Explain that. Please.
Elaborate.
What you mean?
Less is more.
How?
It was like, the thing is,
you have something on your mind,
less is more. The least you say, like, the less she has to interpret and get the wrong interpretation of. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like when you say a lot less, you get straight to the point, you say what needs to be said, and you leave no room for interpretation or, you know, for the female to draw any kind of conclusion from it.
But you also leave a possibility that you never get to the point either.
That's very true.
You know what I'm saying?
But you hold that shit in.
This is a conundrum.
You hold, it is.
the circle of life.
This is what happened. You hold that shit in, right?
And then it
just builds. So next thing you know, next day you at work and you ready to go postal. Pun intended.
You made me postal.
How's that a pun?
You don't remember? You never heard the story about the dude from the post office that
went in and
shot up the whole post office?
Oh, all
right,
go ahead.
Yeah, going postal is a pun.
Yeah.
Intended.
I know I fucked up the first time I said no pun intended or some shit, you know, but that's neither here nor there. Either way.
It's just, we know you're not, like, the smartest.
It's like,
one A and one B.
I mean,
one A, one B. You, Tony.
Shout out my nigga Wiggs, bro. Nick can't spell it, but okay.
Is Price still our friend? Is Price still our friend?
Yeah, I guess.
Man, Price might have been the worst of us when he was part of our crew.
I feel like the way Price type is how R. Kelly lyrics.
Stop. And look, I was going to say that for later. We're going to
come back to that later.
But look, like, for me, I feel like the only thing I need out of a relationship is love. I feel like love truly conquers all.
Mm.
And if I'm going to be real with you. I feel like if a female truly loved me, she'll have the patience to deal with me. And she'll take care of whatever needs I have, whether it's sexually, emotionally, or mentally. And she'll be there for me. And I feel like love is the only thing that I need. True love. True love. I ain't talking about that lust shit. Like, true love is the only thing I really need in a relationship.
Man, Shawty didn't love me then. That bitch left me real quick. I ain't getting my feelings like it. Anyway.
But you said
love is all you need?
I'm saying love. Like, true
you
love.
You saying like that's the top.
That true love, like, unconditional love.
It like incorporates everything we said.
That's all I'm saying. It incorporates that's all of what you all said.
It's a cop out. Yeah.
But that's cool.
You were special guest. You remember that.
Look, all you need to go do is go listen to the Miseducation Lauryn Hill. And look, and it'll make you feel like your relationship ain't enough.
can we be real? That's probably a top five album of all time.
Any genre. Like, I'm agreeing with you. It's one of the best albums ever created, and she can't even perform it like she wants to.
Yeah, that shit crazy. She showed up the shows 2 hours late and shit.
Man, I thought she was dead the whole time. Like, I swear I did.
Nigga kill somebody every week.
He do.
Somebody killed John Singleton. I mean, I talking about it.
He killed two people this episode.
That nigga killed the nigga that created Ricky. And like, I ain't let him live it down.
And what's that show we be watching now?
Snowfall. Damn. Crazy, bro. Did you watch Snowfall?
Yeah.
Snowfall amazing. I don't know what they're going to do about that.
The next season is delayed.
Because they said
the third season got approved, though.
It
might be delayed, but it got approved.
But is it because he did?
I don't know, man.
I didn't know what happened with Franklin. Fuck him dying. Like, you know,
but honestly, I believe there's more writers. I believe John Singleton was just a producer, but there's writers to that shit. So hopefully they can still keep that shit going and it still be as good. Mm-hmm. But on the flip side of love, the shit.
Didn't
you know,
John Singleton write Empire? Who writes Empire?
Nah, that's that. It's that little gay boy that did the buzz.
Lee Daniels.
Yeah, hey, y'all remember when Dame pressed him about that little $2 million? He was so scared. Look, Dame. He sounded like a little trainer there. Look, Dame.
Y'all niggas ignorant.
Speaking of love, y'all see that Wendy bitch left her.
Wendy bitch left. He retired. Yeah. Mr. Williams.
Yeah, Mr. Williams left him. Yeah. What? Speaking of love. Like real talk, like, this love shit hard, bro.
That nigga had a whole side bitch for 16 years.
In the same neighborhood, right?
In the same neighborhood. They've been married for 18.
You know why, right?
He had a side bitch. Because that bitch hit. That's why.
To my Wendy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you turn this Henny bottle upside down, that's a Wendy.
That bitch was like E.T.
Henny Williams.
Henny Williams.
When that bitch fell out that one time, it was the place.
Hey, to be real though, I didn't even feel sorry for it. It was hard to feel sorry for the simple fact, listen, hear me out. If you watch her show every day, she's talking shit other celebrities.
Somebody.
So now,
that's what you do.
Karma is real.
Ain't that what you do on this podcast?
Nah, bro. I promote self love on this podcast.
I do too.
Yeah. So
a lot of jacking. A lot of jacking.
Yeah. So for the shit to come full circle, is only the universe working like how it works.
But you sound like Charlamagne the guy.
What the fuck is this nigga talking about?
But anyway, so look, we talked about love, right? So let's get on some lust. You cannot discuss love without lust, because lust exists. Am I right? Am I wrong?
It exists.
Okay, it exists. So with that being said, I pose this question. Why do hoes want to stop being hoes? Or in a better sense, why do hoes all of a sudden now want to be saved?
It ain't that. It's like when they meet me, they want to be saved. Like, I think it's because of the hair. Like like they want my baby or something. Like, fuck all that. Like, I came to you because you was a hoe. Like, not now, obviously. I'm happily, I don't know what to call it. But anyway.
You see an imaginary cape on you, bro.
Yeah. Right. And like, I was like, you was a hoe. Marion told me you was a hoe. So I came to you.
First hand experience, huh?
Be the woman we heard about.
Right. Be the woman I heard about. Be the one that sucked two dicks. Like,
yeah, I'm going to break it down nice and simple for y'all.
Yeah, do that, Jesus, because you've been very quiet.
Yeah. I mean,
gone.
Long day. Nice. I'm going to break it down nice and simple for y'all. The reason that's happening, give yourself a pat on the shoulder. Yeah.
Big shoulder.
Give yourself a pat on the shoulder. You want me to tell you why they don't want to be hoes no more? Because they see the potential in you.
Oh, that nigga,
it's true though. Yeah,
that's what it is, bro. Like,
yeah.
Like, they see what the possibilities, like, yo, this nigga really about his shit. Mm-hmm. So this nigga get into that bag. I can't let this one slip through the cracks. Like, you gotta think, like, hoes think like niggas too. Yeah. That's all it is. Mm. Think about how niggas is.
I never thought about it like
think that. Think about how niggas
is. I thought about it because I realized
I'm yeah, some of y'all niggas was hoes for a very long time. Look at Justin now. Like, he settled down because he saw somebody, he saw the possibilities, you know, with. Like, yeah. This nigga. Look at D Black. Look at D Black.
It's hard.
My boy is like a happy family man. Now I'm talking about like 2012 D Black.
Stop it.
I mean, but like D Black ain't never been like the whole type.
No,
he's always been the I'm gonna try to fall in love with her this first 2 weeks.
Yeah, he like, fall in love with eight of them though. Yeah. That's
like he'll have a little thing for like a couple months.
So you think? So you thought I used to wear my heart on my sleeve?
You still do.
Wow.
Bro, it's nothing wrong with that. Like we said earlier, I've known you since 2010. We've been like best friends since 2012.
Yeah, you're right.
And you're like, this is not even trying to be funny. You're the softest one of us all. But not in a disrespectful sense. Like,
don't laugh, because ain't shit sweet.
No, not
but
like that.
But I get what you're saying. Yeah, like, yeah. Like I got a heart, motherfucker.
Yeah. Like if
who are you scared? Who are you scared?
Is there any nigga out there that
ain't nobody swear? Ain't shit sweet. like his bitch old nigga. Ain't shit sweet. Like,
oh man, y'all but, hilarious.
But nah, but like I get what you're saying though, Chizzy, because like I realized like a while ago, like I'm a hot commodity. I'm a hot commodity.
Damn. We got it. Pause the show.
That nigga Chad spit his drink.
Be positive for a nigga.
Hear me out. Okay, hear me out.
Go ahead.
Like, some women do think I'm attractive. Some of them do. But you honestly gotta understand, I'm funny. I have a good head on my shoulders. I'm actually pretty smart. I got a job, car, place to live.
No kids.
And I'm that's 30 years and I'm that's 30 years old. Like I'm a lot of people. I had a bitch I was dating in December before I met the girl I'm with now. They called me a unicorn. She was like,
You a single black man with an education, educated, no kids.
And I got all this going for me. Like my homeboy, a trap nigga, like trap matter of fact, asked me one day. He said, "Bro, what the fuck is wrong with you?" I said, "What you mean?" He said, "Why you ain't got no bitches?" I said, "What you talking about?" He was like, "Bro, you got all this going for you. I got three baby mamas. Well, I got two baby mamas, you know, kids, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got all this going for you. You can't keep a woman." I said, "Shit. These bitches don't deserve me."
To be real, though, that's the life, bro.
What's the life?
Bro, to be free.
Hey, look. Listen.
Give us free.
Bro, I can show you my bank statement now. A lot of jerkins. I had to use my Bath and Body Works. That shit too special for that. Hey, this shit ain't sweet, bro.
The bourbon.
The bourbon
smelled good. Yeah, boy.
Got it on now. But now, like, not even, like, this is everybody at this table. We're all hot commodities. We might not be the best looking, but we have a lot going for us.
Speak for yourself.
I'm
MJ. MJ.
Whoa. I'm handsome. I'm handsome. If we were rating right now.
I'm one easy.
We going worst to best.
I'm one.
One.
4-3-2-1, bitch.
No, you the first name on the
You're
list.
Crazy. I'm the best looking. I've always been the best looking of our friends. It's me than Tony, and Tony's not even close.
Whoa. You put a nigga with a receding hair.
Now, Tony ain't got receding hair. It's just thin up there.
That shit thin as fuck.
I'm Tony fat, got a whole.
I'm fat, but I'm cute.
Yeah, but.
And he got equity, so, I mean.
He got equity.
Egos.
Yeah. Egos.
What?
I thought he was talking about.
and he got eczema.
Equity.
Bro, that's smack, bro. You can't be using words,
bro. I was like, shit, get over here.
I gave this nigga a compliment.
Like, nigga said, and he got acne.
Yo,
the fuck is this nigga talking about?
I said,
equity. Okay. Bro, like, niggas, y'all about to kill that bottle of Don Julio. I done put a smooth. Y'all notice how long I've been drinking this half gallon?
Not only that, but did you face that blunt?
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah. It's gone.
But, and we still got four more topics.
Yeah. I think we could give them an hour today, so we got about 20 minutes.
Okay. Yeah.
Y'all niggas are hilarious.
She going through some things.
Hey, look, I got a question.
Okay.
I think
we gonna kind of detour.
Yeah, I got a question. Mm-hmm. Right? We all know that in relationships people make mistakes. Nobody is perfect.
Okay.
Right? So with that being said, mm-hmm. Should couples forgive each other if they slip up and cheat?
I swear, Chizzy, we on the same page, because that was my next question. Okay. MJ, what's your opinion?
Who cheated first?
It
depends.
Because one cheat can't justify the next.
Nope. Exactly.
So it shouldn't matter.
Are you forgiving me if I did cheat? And then are you going to bring it back up if you do it? Mm. And be like, well, you cheated on me first. So if you forgive me for doing it...
It can't be justified. If you cheated, you cheated. There's right. No justification.
I agree with you.
I wasn't happy. That's not a
That's
reason
dumb.
Or an excuse.
That's dumb. Especially when you hear the, you made me do it. I did what?
Yeah.
Because if
that was the case, you could have left.
You could have left.
Do you think there's any reconciliation if one partner cheats?
I'm going to go first. Mm. I truly believe you have to be a strong individual, especially if you're a man. To forgive your woman for cheating. I feel like a lot of women are more forgiving than most men when it comes to cheating. Honestly, like with a man, it's more of an ego thing. It's more of a pride. Like you let somebody else piss on my fire hydrant. To use a metaphor, you know, it's almost like that.
You could say you let a man pick an apple off my tree.
I never heard that analogy.
I'm just
putting it out there.
It's
like,
on my five.
Like I think women are, shout out to you, boy. I think a lot of women are more forgiving than men are. And that's just my opinion. I could be wrong, but that is my opinion.
You're right. I agree with you.
Okay.
Because I'm killing her.
I seen people leave. I seen niggas leave for less, and women stay when a nigga do a lot more. So
facts.
Women do forgive a lot more. But me being a thinker, I'm gonna call you dumb. You're dumb if you're gonna allow the man to keep cheating.
Check this
and you
out.
Stay.
Ooh.
You're
Ooh.
Now. What Kanye say? It's a choice.
Check this out though.
Kanye also said love is cursed by monogamy.
Mm. So, hold on. Check this out, though.
Okay.
And I want y'all to, really think about this shit.
I feel like it's not even
going to be. Nah, for real. How many females you seen, get their heart, railroaded, and they bounce back?
A few.
How many niggas you seen get their heart railroaded, and you see them bounce back? I've never seen one.
I've seen one. And that's when I look in the mirror.
Bro, niggas don't know how to respond to being hurt.
Bro,
I got hurt. It took me a long time.
It took a long time.
It was 2014. I just kind of got over it 2017, 2018.
Right, niggas really bounced back. I've seen it.
I'm gonna be real with you. My shit happened maybe 2011, 2012.
You got your heart broke?
Yeah, bro. Real shit. And I'm just bouncing back maybe a year ago. Like, at the time I got my heart broke, I grew an afro at the time. And I was smoking.
Oh, fuck.
And I was smoking cigarettes. No, I'm exaggerating.
Dang, Hustle Man.
But real shit,
just
though.
Like Hustle Man.
Yeah, though. Yeah. $2 for $1.
Pick up the pizza.
Yeah. No, but real shit, I feel like when a man truly gives his all in a relationship and then he gets hurt in that relationship by infidelity, that sets him back years. Whereas a female, for whatever reason, they're nurturing and loving spirit naturally.
They cut that hair first and dye it. That's when you know they going back. they coming back. Yeah. It's for real. The big chap. I can do bad by myself.
Yeah.
Neo fucking. She go buy an Altima.
The current year.
got that little Monica
here, D. That's what he did. he been driving the Altima ever since. Like
real shit.
Yeah. But like I honestly, I personally go into a relationship. I wouldn't cheat because what do you? I don't want to cheat.
Like,
I
really like that, right, MJ?
Like right now, I'm in a good situation where I don't want to cheat. That's just what I'm saying.
Okay, I'm not laughing at nobody here.
Okay, whatever. But anyway, your ugly ass is not looking.
You do look like Hustle Man.
Yeah. Right? Nah, you look like like Kodak Black. Anyway, like
this the white one.
Nah,
the loop belly.
But now, I honestly, if I was to cheat, I expect you to leave. Like that's just right. My like. If you don't leave, thank you. But I expect you to leave. If you cheat, get the fuck out. Get the fuck out now. Like, is
but what,
it?
But what if you living with her?
Huh?
What if you living with her?
Get out.
Get the fuck out now. And I'm beating her and whoever got who like I would never hit a woman. I swear to God, I wouldn't. I wouldn't hit nobody. But
your temper says otherwise.
Now, real shit though. Like, even though it's probably not that nigga fault, he just gonna have to catch a fade just for the fuck that. He probably didn't even know about me, but he getting his ass whooped like on game, like for real. And he's just gonna be like, "What did I do?" And like, but like I said, cheat. Yeah. Like,
what if he comes to you as a man?
He's gonna beat like one. Yeah, he gonna beat like one. Like
pistol whip, bitch.
Like I done told a nigga I fucked this bitch, and I was like, "You just like do what you gotta do."
You're blessed.
Nah, he went his separate ways. This is my younger crazy days. I would never do that at the age of 30, bro. Yeah. Like, I think like me.
All niggas ain't sweet.
Right, exactly. I'm thinking like me. If it was me, you dead. Like, you know what I mean? So I would never do that now. But that's what I said. That's why I wouldn't cheat, because I wouldn't want the same thing to happen to me, because I already know how I'm going to react. That's just me. So, somebody got to die. Somebody got to die.
What's your take, shit?
I don't know.
How you ask the question?
One, the thing is, I try to keep myself out of situations or positions to even
think about cheating,
right? I mean, y'all need to see. I'm at the house. I'm at work. I'm with y'all. That's it. You know what I mean? So I just remove the potential issues. Now, in the event my woman cheats on me.
This already sounds like a bad thing.
I mean, I'm getting pissed off.
Call away.
Now I'm getting pissed off just thinking about it. Like, yeah. I don't know how I would react, bro. But I'm gonna probably sleep in jail that night.
That's 72.
For the rest of my life.
That's 72. That's 72.
It might not even be her. You know what I mean? Like, I can't fathom how I would feel. However, they always say you can't put your eggs
in one basket.
What you mean?
You can't.
You saying cheat?
You can't. No. Oh. You can't. You can't 100% like have faith in a human. The Bible says that.
Yeah, you can't have faith.
The Bible.
You say you can't have faith.
No, the Bible.
In a sense, I feel what he's saying.
The Bible does state you should not give 100% faith to another human. Like, the only person you should submit to 100% is God.
Yeah.
I feel like the Bible is so way ahead of its time, because it knows that if you do that, you don't have anywhere else for the healing to start. You know what I mean? You don't have that. You believed in this person 99%. You don't have that 1% in the event you get fucked by this person you believed in to start that healing process.
I feel him on that.
You know what I mean? That's
real shit.
So I would say it would be a lot. It would be a lot. But the only reason I would forgive my partner for cheating on me is I would want the same in the event
You I'm slip fucked up.
Because I know that neither one of us are perfect. It's going to take some prayer. It might take some jail time. And a whole host of other shit.
Yeah.
But you said a great word earlier. Reciprocity.
But here's the thing. You said you shouldn't put your faith in a human. Should you put your faith in that relationship?
No, you like, can. You can.
I say you just not 100%. That's what I'm saying. Look, you what about 100% in the relationship?
I'm going to get real in jail on this right
It's now. Room Hold for on. Error.
Room for error.
Yeah. You gotta leave room for error. 98%. If you think it's gonna be peaches and cream from the start,
you already done. Facts.
Because I call you and you don't answer, and I call you twice and you don't answer, I'm already mad.
I'm real with you.
This might sound a little MJ-ish, and no offense to you, bro, because I really look up to what you
trying
to do.
Man, just say what you gonna
but,
say.
No, but real shit, like, you can't, when it comes to relationship, you can't put your faith in your partner. You have to put that faith in God that he's in the center of your relationship.
Right.
And everything's gonna work out for the best. Like, as long as you two are connected to him, then y'all are gonna be all right. And I know I might be getting a little bit too deep on this, but that's real, bro. That's like me and my girl talked about, you know, marriage and all of that type stuff. But we also stated that before we even, you know, decided to get married, that
yeah,
we
would cheat on each other one time first.
we're gonna seek counseling before, because to be real, like, I'm not perfect, she's not perfect, and it's some things that we both need to work on. But, you know, it may take a mediator or a counselor to help us through whatever, you know, issues or problems that we have before we can actually make that union.
Speaking of counseling, black people, counseling is okay. Seek counsel.
Nah, seriously. Like, I ain't told y'all, this is probably the first time I told you I've been going to therapy for the last couple months.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
And
it ain't work.
it has worked. Like,
I'm also back in therapy. I don't think I told y'all.
For real?
Yeah.
I know I need it. I'm not even really, bro. I know I need it. The thing is, I just need to make time for it. But, you know, I'm not ashamed to say that I know I need it, bro. I know I got my errors and my ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
And this nigga here.
The influx on Facebook, all these counselors coming out of nowhere, I think is dope. Black counselors.
Oh, what she do to you?
What did she do to you? My friends aren't your friends, Justin. And he over there flashing his
name. Yo, this nigga MJ is crazy, bro.
But I don't know if you can seek counsel.
Nah, but seriously.
Nah, but look.
That's all we're saying.
After he said that he want to advertise, to go and advertise.
I mean, I'm advertising.
Go ahead. Nah, but seriously, like.
Shut your man's up.
Yeah. But seriously, I felt.
Javante, shout out.
Yeah, shout out to you.
For real, she doing big things. She just started her business. Check out on Facebook, Javante Bass, MD, PhD.
LP something.
Yeah, whatever.
It's all love, baby.
No disrespect, but I don't want to talk to no counselor that has...
Know you.
That know me or...
Has most of them won't, though.
But look, I refer...
You say what? Think you
ugly. Because I'm sure Javante think you hit.
And that's fine. But look, I refer a motherfucker, though.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, I refer because I want motherfuckers to refer our goddamn podcast because I think we talk about dope shit, real shit, and it's good shit. But look, to end this shit on a lighter note, on a funnier note, did y'all hear about that motherfucker that stole 24 bottles of Hennessy out of Costco?
He's a god.
Not all heroes wear cape.
Because I know if he wore a cape, he got caught. You hear me? Out of Costco, for one, he was a black man in Costco.
That shit.
I don't think.
Most black people shop at Sam's Club.
I didn't know he was allowed either one.
You know what? These these superstores need, like the WalMarts and the Targets. They need. Like some of the Ross loss prevention niggas, like
Ross,
yeah.
Walmart got them.
Y'all never seen them loss prevention niggas in Ross? Like they are the real fucking deal. Like
I ain't never been in a row.
Yeah, them niggas wear like bulletproof vests and shit. Like they got a vest on. They be on some shit. Like you.
Now, like I've seen a Kmart. I've seen a Kmart Ross and Prevention officer. That motherfucker was around his store with a buggy, like he was shopping.
That's how you do in Walmart, bro.
Scooping out other motherfuckers. I said, this nigga think he slick.
Look, you know, we actually used to hand him at the bank I used to work. He used to hand him flyers out. He can't got a flyer. I'm like, yeah, don't he have like a. I said, baby, you'll get your motherfucking ass away from me.
Hey, this nigga R. Kelly went back to court today. Oh, my God. This nigga told folks, he said he got -$13 in his shit, bro.
They're over there at P29.
I don't know if it's true, but I heard he's trying to appeal his case for missing the court date because he got a subpoena in the mail, but he couldn't read that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Is that true?
It is.
how? Bruh, this nigga done wrote songs for everybody. I want to know what that little motherfucking journal looked like that he write all these songs in.
Scroll through Price page. Scroll through Price page. Like, yeah. Y'all go look up Devin Price.
Devon Price.
Devin, whatever the fuck that little boy name is. Just go to his page and just try to read you one of his statuses.
This nigga might have $13 in his account. But negative 13. But he got some money stashed.
At least he got like that overdraft protection.
He got the man, look, my thing, he got Fiesta money somewhere. Fill on your booty money somewhere. Right.
That's what I'm saying. He must got cash saved and hidden somewhere because.
Probably where them hog tie bitches is. Oh, my God. Man, look, R. Kelly a motherfucking fool.
I'm gonna tell you right now, and this is no disrespect to any woman who have ever been through what those women claim to have went through. But any nigga that can make a hit like R. Kelly, I buy the album. Hard copy.
Hard copy?
Hard copy.
I buy the big vinyl, bitch. Yeah. Nah, seriously. I'm gonna fuck what R. Kelly did. do what you do, bro. Like, it's not my problem.
My thing is, how can you have a beef against R. Kelly? This nigga made happy people. Tell me that shit don't make you want to dance every time you hear it.
Do you think they dance? Like the hog tie bitch?
I think they roller skate too.
He don't know how to hog tie.
Yeah, that's what he said.
He couldn't read it. Probably.
I think they roller skate to it. To be real, like, oh, this how they do it in the shot, baby.
Right. I just don't understand. Look,
what's wrong with him? Like, yeah, like.
Listen, I'm not being insensitive.
I'm being very insensitive. Look, after I seen the duck in plain sight, I don't give a fuck with nobody do anymore. Like, that bitch got kidnapped 3 times by the same man.
By the same man.
How?
And he fucked both. He fucked both parents. He fucked both. The dad said, he said he needed relief in. I really?
Yeah, seen it? Yeah. No,
I don't want to see that. The funniest fucking movie I've seen in 2019.
Bro, that shit is like that.
No, I don't want to see
it. It made me want to see it.
Yes,
you need gotta to see watch it.
Bro, because you're going to laugh, bro.
I'm about to watch
it. You watch the Suchi?
Yes, that shit pissed me off, bro.
It was funny, bro, because I... She got kidnapped 4 times by the same nigga. No,
how?
Listen, 2 of the time they sent the bitch to him.
Yeah,
two times there.
It was her family.
Yes, yeah. Her parents. And bro, he fucked both parents.
Was smart. Yeah, the nigga then manipulated her. She started fucking the mama, and the mama didn't want to talk because if she talked, he was gonna tell everybody that he was fucking her. And then he went after the daddy.
Got him. Got the dad to jack him off.
Jack him off.
Oh,
so now he got dirt on the dad. So when he say, "Yo, send that little girl over here," right, neither one of them can say no.
But look, look. As a grown man,
now you gotta see the dad. The dad was like,
"I'm sorry."
I
gotta clap in the mic. As a grown man, if another nigga texts me, come jack me off.
It ain't no tape.
They were sitting in the car.
He did a reach over.
I'm sorry. If I'm riding in the car with Chad or you, bro, and one of y'all niggas tell me to jack you off, that's the end of our relationship, our friendship.
Yeah, the relationship.
Yeah,
right. chill.
Nah, but look, and here we go. Here another funny one. So he done kidnapped the bitch twice now, right?
How did you get kidnapped?
Four times. It was 4 times. But look, here's one of them though.
That's not kid. That's babysitting.
Yeah, really. So one time he, mind you, he the neighbor, right? He said, "I'm in therapy." They said, "I need to lay with your daughter, the one he kidnapped twice already, to get over what I'm going through." So he would lay in bed with tapes telling him like to fuck the daughter, laying next to her.
Yeah, the joint weird.
Bro, white people are weird.
Yes, they are. And I'm going to tell you straight up. As a man with a daughter, if any nigga ever came at me like that, he is shocked.
But they different. They Church of the Latter-day Saints. So they do shit different. So the first time she got kidnapped, the reason why they didn't go to jail because he already got the dad to jack him off, right? So the dad had a letter wrote up by his lawyer. Even though he was in jail, he said, "Y'all got to sign this. I'm telling everybody in the church that you jacked me off." They signed that goddamn letter and let him out.
Oh, my God. Black man. See, Islam don't teach that shit.
Man, look.
Allah is the greatest.
Allahu Akbar.
Assalamu alaikum.
Man, go ahead. Good night.